Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Place. I'm smoking the fire, man. You get none of this fire. You smell it as soon as I blaze it. Burning a pound, burning a pound, burning a pound. Yeah, it's going down, it's going down, it's going down. Started from the bottom, now we here. Had a dream by the car, and went and got it in a year. All black trucks when we pull up to the Lear. All black coupe, I look like Bruce when I'm steering. Hope the homie Drake don't get pissed, but you can never ever put your man on songs like this. And I probably said no to it before. But I made 20 million, so we should probably go on tour. And I just seen Waka the other day. He wasn't tripping, we just talked about the money we've been making. Cause we
started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team's here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
Hello?
Hello, what is going on? This is JB, and I'm hoping that this is Larry T.
This is him. How you doing, JB? How you doing today?
What's going on, Larry T, man? This is the week, man. This is the show that a lot of people have been looking forward to, and I'm just happy to have you on here tonight so you can give the guys a little something about what's going on this weekend. And from what I hear, it's not just a one-day event. You're doing something Friday, 2 at Colonial Beach. So if you could give us a little rundown about what's going on, because, man, the boys are fiending for it, man. They've been messaging Facebook all week talking about countdowns and all. So, you know, give the boys a little something about what's going on this week.
Well, this Friday, which is August the 1st at Colonial Beach, a lot of guys want to come in town that Friday to test their cars. And at Buzz Creek, they got that Outlaw Drag Radio, and they don't let those slick cars run that night because it's made for the drag radio and street cars. So I rented Colonial Beach for the guys to test the way they can go test their cars that Friday night when they come in town. And then that Saturday, which is August the 2nd, from like 1 o'clock p.m. to 1 a.m., we got Buzz Creek. And I know everybody's worried about the rain. If it does rain, Buzz Creek has a jet drive, which that will drive the track. And like I told some guys, even, and I tell the fans, and whoever decides to come Saturday, if it, you come Saturday and we have a rain out, I got a race August 31st. You can use that same rain check for the same date. And I don't think it should be no problem with you guys racing Saturday. You know, the creek always full, no matter what. But we do have a jet drive. Talk to Royce. He said it only looks like a shower for an hour. He has no problem driving the track.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Because, man, you know, I think, Larry, I think some people were doing the rain dance. I ain't going to say no names. But, you know, it went from 80%, and I just checked just now, and it says 20% and scattered. So I'm going to tell you right now, it looked good to me. I mean, people are already saying that they were coming even with the 80%. So with 20% chance of rain, I think we're in good shape.
And like I said, I know a lot of the out-of-town guys have never been to Buzz Creek before, but, JB, you've been there. A lot of people been there. You know, they had a big rain last Saturday night, and they drive track on Sunday morning to do racing, you know. So it's no problem driving the track. And if you look on, you know, on the DMV Grudge site, you can see the videos of the guys' feet sticking to the ground, and, you know, at the drag strip.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You ain't get... One thing about MIR, you can't never say that the track don't hook, because I've seen days where, like you said, it could be raining, pouring down raining. They drive the track, you know, an hour or so, and they back the racing, and, you know, it's still picking your shoes off your feet. So, I mean, the track is there, and, he, you know, Royce and Jason, they always got the track right, and you always have one hell of a show. So I think everybody's looking forward to one hell of a show. So can you give us a run? What grudge races do we have locked in for this week?
I know definitely Tony Wright said he's coming rain or shine. He said he'd be pulling out in the morning. He's coming to race, you know. So like I told him, you know, I'll make sure he got a race. I think Sniper don't supposed to still be coming. Tony Wright bring the corner car, so him and Gene will still get it on. And you know I got my Thunder and Goat car, so he's going to pull in a Phillip. But, you know, he's going to race his car too. So I think we have a lot of grudge races. We got a lot of local guys racing, and whoever the out-of-town guys will come, I'll accommodate them too. But the race between the old Jacks and that guy named, I guess it's John Bull.
John Askew.
John Askew, excuse me. They moved his race to the following week, which is down in Piedmont at Travis Race. And I think the 3M race and Travis Race is going to be the following weekend, which is no problem. I understand because some guys are coming from a long way. So, you know, I don't want the fans to come and get disappointed. So I'm telling the fans in advance what's going on with that race. But, you know, I have no problem with the Tony Wright situation. He's going to run. And I'm quite sure Gene's going to be there. Kenny will be there. And I think Mike is still bringing Stu and George Wim. I think they're still coming, too. There's another two I didn't get a chance to talk to where they're still coming.
Yeah, actually, I just I saw Mike had posted just now. He's coming. There's no doubt about it. He's coming. And he, you know, he said that he was, you know, he's looking forward to 2 weekends of racing. Uh-huh. So, you know, he's coming to Maryland this week. And next week he's going to Piedmont. And, you know, I'm doing the same. I'm coming up there this weekend, and next weekend I think I'm headed out to Piedmont. But, you know, I like what you said about the local guys. See, one thing I can say about you never forget about the local guys. And this week, I think you've had like 4 to 5 races lock in just this week. Marco Proctor versus Latavius Maddox. Marco Proctor versus, I think it's one of your boys, Big Eddie, Fast Eddie. Marco is also locked in again with somebody else. And then, you know, the Richmond boys, they're looking for action. They got a little Deuce, a little Chevy too, Jimmy Riddle and them. They're looking for a little action. So a lot of people have been talking about this week, especially I got a call, and I called you about it. Keenan, you know, he wants to come and he wants, you know, he thinks he wants J.C. Richardson. See, the thing is, he thinks, but you know, he kind of like, I think I'm gonna run, you know, J.C. One thing you and I know about J.C. Richardson, he's gonna race. There's no if and no, he's gonna race.
Yes. And then, so, you know, Long Island Joe and the Suns, they bring their car down, too. And I think he got a couple locked-in races himself, you know. They bring the Vega and the truck, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So what some people were asking, the back half top sportsman, is that race still going on?
We counted. It's Corn Hunting Car Show up, JB, I'll be honest with you. I had the back half and the top sportsman was, we got a lot of no-time guys that don't like to show their time, and that's why I had an invitation only, because I want the cars that don't show their time to run that class, you know. Like I had thought about Gene, Thunder and Goat. I got Shark moving down North Carolina. I got my buddy named Ice. A couple guys got top sportsman cars. And then for the back half, you know, I had like Kenny. And some of the top, you know, back half cars from down the road was coming up like Travis, all them guys. But I understand because it's raining, you know, I don't know who's going to have it or not. So when the guys get there, if there's other four back halves, I'll pay for them to race. I have no problem doing that.
All right, well, hey, that now that you said, I'm glad you said that because I know JC said you could count him in, and yeah. Like I said, Keenan, I know he was a little iffy about the rain and everything, but with the 20% and scattered, and I mean, you got to think the race isn't going to be till 6-7 o'clock that night. We, you know, yeah. I think them guys are coming, so I mean, I know those two, and I know Kevin Hunt and Jason Gillespie are going to be there, too. You know, Kevin with the Big Nasty and Jason Gillespie.
Yeah, I've seen him at Capital time, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's going to be, you know, I think when they get there, you know, there's a chance you still might, you know, get away with doing that because, I mean, I know.
I'd like to do that, too, you know, with them guys. They want to do it. I have no problem doing that, you know.
Yeah, see, I think that's going – and, see, I like what you're doing. You're trying to get the back half guy. Everybody, I know you miss it just like I miss it. We miss the good old back half shootouts.
Oh, yes.
So, I can't, you know, the Thundering Goat, that name right there brings a crowd just dropping that. I mean, everybody
wants
to see the
car. That, you know, only I hope the guys, he does have a Lincoln in there, but he always has a Lincoln in there. So, I hope the guys, but you know, the big box car, so, you know, he wants to get in the next one. So, he's got no say the other cars. That car is over 12 years old, you know.
Hey, Larry, we got a mic. We got a mic opening right now to get in touch with you. I kind of held him up for a little bit. 214-212-5880. You're on the mic with Mr. Larry T from Custom T. 214-212-5880. Your mic is on.
Hey, what's going on? What's up?
Who we got? Because I think you're on speakerphone.
Okay, I'm on speaker. This is Smooth Man with Nightmare out of Dallas.
Oh,
how you doing, buddy?
Okay.
How you doing?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
I hope we're trying to have a rich this weekend and everything go right. The weather cooperate. Man, we'll be all right.
I just happened to get on your show. Shit, where y'all having this race at?
It's at MIR called Buzz Creek. It's located in Southern Maryland. It's called Mechanicsville, Maryland. Yeah, they have a website called MIRDrag.com. It gives you directions and everything, shows how to get there.
Okay. So y'all have, I heard y'all say something about some back halves, huh?
Yeah, we have a bunch of back halves, big time back halves up here.
Yeah, and I think I know who we're talking to, Larry. If I ain't mistaken, this must be the nightmare with that Camaro.
Yes, sir.
Now, your car would be perfect for this little shootout.
Okay. Well, I didn't know, I didn't know nothing about it. I ain't going to even lie to you. I probably couldn't make that because y'all said it's this weekend. And shit, that's a little drive coming from Dallas. You know what I'm saying? So that's something I have to plan for, you know what I mean?
Well, look at August 31st, you know. That's a holiday weekend. Yeah, we have it that Sunday.
I'm booked on that. I'll be in Houston. Attica having the race up there.
Yeah, I've seen the video.
Yeah. I'll be up there then.
I
wouldn't mind coming down there one day and, you know, visit with y'all. You can.
we got a couple more dates. I'll let you know what's going on with it. We're trying to confirm some more dates, okay? I'll get with Long Island Joe, and we'll let you know what's going on, you know?
Yeah, do that, do that. You know, I like to do a little traveling, and Joe like to do a lot of racing.
Okay. Well, up here we do a lot of races. You know, they say we don't, but JD, you know, when you come to my race, they have a lot of good races.
Oh, yeah. They got a, I don't know, a Nightmare, I don't know if you you know, but Tony Wright is coming up this weekend. Tony Wright is bringing the corner, and he's locked in with one of my boys, Gene Steele. They're actually locked in for the Grudge Inc. Top Sportsman belt, the champion belt. And then also the corner is locked in with Scoop. And Tony is locked in. Yeah, Tony has Baby Hitler locked in with the sniper.
Oh, okay. That sounds like it's going to be a pretty interesting little deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like it's going to be some good racing.
Yeah, we got to get you out here one day. And because I heard that you put a little space on Tony down there in Texas, so you well know right about right now.
Yeah, you know, I do a little something, man, here and there. You know, I ain't beating on my chest or nothing, but I got a little old style, you know, with him. You know, he do pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, he do pretty good. So you heard about me and Boss Man Vines, huh?
Yeah, I didn't hear about it. I actually saw it on video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw it.
Around a little bit. Yeah, I
actually saw it.
Okay. Yeah, me and him, we bounce around a little bit here and there, you know, bring a little action. He likes to come to Dallas, so he be coming to Texas pretty often, so, you know, he be getting some races in down here.
Okay.
Yeah, I see. We got another Texas number up in here. I wonder, is this the Atomic Dog? 214-859-7495.
What's going on? Oh, shoot, nothing, man. I see you talking to my boss, man. Homeboy out there over there, Mr. Smooth Operator.
Yeah, we were on here kicking it. We got a race up in Maryland. Custom T, Larry T is throwing a big one up at MIR this Saturday, and we were just giving him a little rundown on the races that are locked in.
Yeah, man, we perusing these phone numbers that we got. We trying to get around to all these shows. It seems like it's 100 of them. And this is the first time I heard your show. You said your name is JB?
Yeah, JB with Grudge Inc.
Oh, okay, well, good, Jake. Oh, okay. Well, it's nice to hear y'all show, man. I hear y'all got a little show. Is that show going to be in Florida? Because I thought I heard you say something about Florida.
No, it's MIR, Maryland. It's actually Mechanicsville, Maryland.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep.
Well, man, I'm going to be back here in the bushes and listen to you guys talk, you know what I'm saying? See if we can get a little information.
Well, look, I got the perfect guy getting on right now. He is about to do battle this weekend for the Top Sportsman Championship belt, and that is Mr. Gene Stevens.
Oh, okay. Well,
hey,
I'm going to
check
it.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot, my man. How's everybody doing?
What's going on, Gene? How you doing, buddy?
Not bad. How you feeling?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, Gene Stevens, I'm happy for you, and I we pulling for you. The home team is pulling for you as you go into battle for that Top Sportsman belt this weekend.
Well, thank you, guys. We can use all the support we can get. We need to bring some of that belt and some of that action back to the DMV.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with you 100%.
Make them boys and down south travel up here for a while.
There you go. They were about to rain, Gene. You've been above shit. You know how to jet your ass, Bushy. Bushy, the best track you go
to.
You know
if
that.
If I have to, I'll get everybody in the DMV to hold an umbrella all the way down the track to make sure it don't get no rain, just so I can run that race.
Yeah, okay. No problem.
Yeah, because, Gene, I was on a three-way the other day, Gene, and which one of Tony Wright's cousins, the one that looked just like him? I forgot. You know I didn't know him, Larry, the one that looked just like him.
I don't know exactly what you're talking
about. I think he might be the owner of the car, or like the person that talked for the car in the car.
Uh-huh.
He got on the phone and he said, Oh, man, you wait. You JB, right? I said, yeah. He said, we coming up there. We going to blow Gene Stevens' asshole completely out. I said, well, you sure about that? He said, you goddamn right I'm sure about it. We going to blow his ass out, going to take his money.
Yeah. JB, the first thing the boys got to do is blow the hood plug out. Get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of that shit?
Yeah, I saw the video. I saw Stone Cold basically say that he would gap that shit any day, any given day when he got oil pressure. So,
then you got a sleeper car, buddy. You gonna shock the world this weekend. It'll be the same way Kenny went down and beat Dick Sexy last year when guys won all that money down at the House of Hook. That's why I was laughing when that guy Witch said he didn't know who the Hook Four Horsemen was. But I know Danny, he was down there last year on Mike Hill's show. They lost all that money down there. And those dogs try to cover it up. Let's talk about that show and be a beat to them guys.
We both turned the button loose by 100 feet, watch to see if my front end ain't out in front of his ass.
Yep.
Lord have mercy. Hey, Gene,
you know,
Stevens, big guy
trying to... They call him brother.
Oh, go ahead, Larry.
No, I'm telling everybody, this is big car country up here. You know, we got a bunch of big car cars here. Everybody does this area.
They said the boys down south said we got big tires, we ain't got nothing fast. I said, all you do is come up here and set beside one of them, you'll see how fast they are.
You don't see none of them coming here, do you, Gene? They always duck this way. They go all around New York, Detroit, Chicago. You don't never come in that little area, the Virginia, D.C. area. You don't never come in that little hub. They all keep ducking this area.
And we ain't even got the boys belt yet, and the boys calling us out.
Yep. You're going to shock the world.
Well, yeah, we...
I appreciate it. We're going to find out what we can do.
Yeah, hopefully we can get hopefully we can get some of these Texas boys up here one weekend.
Yeah, I like to have them guys up here. You know, we treat everybody right when they come here. Have a good time.
Oh yeah, have a ball.
And
hey,
I'm gonna sure you get that race off. You know, I'm going. You know, whenever you guys ready to go, we're gonna stop everything and bring them cars on around. We're gonna make sure the track prep the way you guys want it, drags and everything. You know how MR is, so I already talked to Royce about that. So that race definitely gonna happen.
Well, I know we got your support, so I as long as we got you on the side, we're good.
Yep.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, I
don't think the boys can stand that pressure, but we're going to find out.
That's all right. You know, Bud Pete, you can let all your power go. You ain't got to turn nothing down. You can let it all go. You know,
I'll tell you what, Mike, I ain't got nothing to hide. I wasn't going to say nothing, but there ain't no reason to hide. The boys called me to own the car and they tried to bail out that race. Man, it's supposed to rain. Can we reschedule? Don't make us drive 7 hours. I said, man, look, y'all locked in. Yeah, we locked in with you. We all going to run that race. Unless they go.
And then follow me. We all going down T-Mart. We're going to go down T-Mart. Show them what's going on down there again.
Hey, Larry T, I got one of our hometown heroes that just opened up, 804-869-1541, the quiet assassin, Mr. Kenny Beecham.
What's going on, Kenny?
What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Just sitting there working, getting ready for this weekend.
There you go. You tell everybody, tell them how Buzz Creek is. We ain't wearing no rain. That's one track that can drive the rain away. You know that. You've been there plenty of times.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to be there tomorrow night. I'm going to stay over. I'm going to be ready for class. I ain't leaving.
Okay.
Gene ain't leaving either. Me and Gene are going up there tomorrow, and we ain't coming back.
Okay.
We ain't
I'm glad y'all
we
coming, man. I'm
going
to be happy to see y'all.
We're going to cross that bridge with a pocket full of money, hopefully.
There you go. I think it should be no problem with that.
We might have some outside entry coming in. 405-474-7934. Your mic is open.
I just listened.
Oh, who we got? Who we got?
Daddy Dave.
Oh, shit. Daddy Dave Comstock. What's going on, Daddy Dave?
Same old.
All right, the badass Daddy Dave. Now, Daddy Dave, I saw you getting a little, you're not just a street racer, but I saw you getting busy with a small-time Camaro not too long ago.
I did.
You do just about anything.
I'm driving the wheels off of anything.
Well, Daddy Dave, we on here tonight. A buddy of mine, Mr. Larry T, has a big show in MIR on Saturday this weekend. You ever been to Maryland?
No, sir.
Man, you need to get up there. I'm going to tell you, that damn truck, liable to go crazy up there one weekend if you can get it up there.
Yeah, I bet it would.
So, I hear y'all calling the boys out in Georgia now.
Yeah, I mean, there's talk of it. There's rumor of it, but I wanted Stevie Fast on the street, but I think he's declining.
Okay. Well, it's always good to have Daddy Dave on to talking a little shit. You know, what's next for you?
As far as what, racing?
Yeah.
I'll be in Nashville this weekend.
Okay.
We're actually off from Pullman right now, so.
Damn, so you're taking a truck, too?
Oh, yeah. I don't go nowhere without that thing.
All right. Well, shit, I can't tell you. I'm waiting for next week. I'm waiting for the new episode. Daddy Dave, the commercial don't look too good for me.
It don't look healthy, does it?
No, I'm gonna tell you no lie. I looked at the commercial the other day and I had to repeat. I said, man, hold on now, because it looked like Daddy Dave get a little swirly.
Yeah, we had a small mishap. It's all good, though. She's fixed. I had it in Mississippi at Holly Springs over the weekend. And
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. She looked like she liked Holly Springs, too.
I took out the 330 cones.
Oh, shit.
That's how much it likes the track. It don't like the track. Who else is on it?
We got Kenny Beecham from the Horsemen. We got Gene Stevens from Most Wanted. We got some Texas boys. We got the owner of the Nightmare Camaro, and we got Larry T from Custom T Racing.
Wait.
Yeah, you know those Texas boys. I think those Texas boys do some street racing too.
Yeah. No worries.
Hey, Larry T, I got somebody else getting in here for you. 804-731-4629. I think that is Mr. Running Bell.
What's up, Running Bell? How you doing, buddy?
804-731-4629. You must have... We got a little static in it. Hey, Running Bell. He must gonna come in here a little later. Hey, Kenny Beecham, did I hear you say you were going up and staying the week in Maryland this weekend?
Yes, sir. We're going up tomorrow night, and we ain't leaving till Saturday.
So you gonna go make some test hits at Colonial Beach tomorrow night or Maryland?
We'll probably make them at Maryland tomorrow night.
Okay. No, a nice weekend of grudge racing and some shit talking. Lord have mercy.
Oh yeah, everybody coming to the DMV. They come to Maryland this year. See, I go.
I got a tall order. I gotta run. You know, I got a tall order. We gotta run on Saturday night. We're gonna try to make it easy as possible.
I think you're gonna be all right too, Kenny. I think there's gonna be a lot of surprises, you know, because this week everybody. Oh man, that's a tall order. That's a tall order. But you know, I think there's gonna be a lot of faces out there that are like, damn, you know.
Hey, Kenny, that's the same thing you did when you ran Big Sixty last year. Man, all the heads, everybody was against you. You came through that crowd, and you went through that court. When you went through the finish line, you see all the heads just drop. Hey, Kenny, you'll hear nothing about that race. They talk about everything else but Big Sexy now. They'll jump up and down with Big Sexy last year. You came to the house and look. You'll hear nothing about that no more.
Man, that race, I'll tell you a little recap of that race. Me and Jimmy were supposed to run at the House of Hook that night, at 8 o'clock. The race was locked in at 8 o'clock.
He broke his transmission running Stone Cold. Stone Cold beat him. Then, so we sit there, being as good sportsmen as we are, we sit there and waited. Guy brought him a transmission. They pulled it out on the ground, put it back in the car. I said, really, we're supposed to go right to the starting line. He said, nah, he's a shakedown. Let him make a shakedown. They would talk more shit to me in the staging lane. My car sat in the staging lane for 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
2 hours waiting on them to get straight. They had Phil Shula over there in the laptop. He was over in the laptop getting it straight. We come over there, and everybody said, you will get gapped, you will get beat, everything. We ran 1 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
It shocked the world.
I said, the only his drop.
That's what's going to happen Saturday night with me and Gene. They're going to see the starting line. We're going to leave the starting line, and everybody's going to fall in on other lanes.
Yep. And then, you know, then I remember when Big Sensor came here, I said, you ain't at them little country tracks down the south where you slip and slide. And Buzz Kick, you got, your stuff got to be in order. You got, when they bite, it's going to tail, it's going to go up or tail. And what happened? When you come here, you're going to, this track got teeth on it. Like I tell everybody, your stuff's not in order, leave it home. Let me tell you, ain't no slipping and sliding down the Buzz Creek.
Oh, no. Only thing that could break is something in your car. I can tell you that, because that track on hook.
Yes.
We got some Carolina people must have something to say. 803-920-7437. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, that's the fucking corner, man. That's who the fuck you're talking
about.
Oh,
shit.
Hey,
what's up, corner? How you doing, buddy? Larry T.
How you doing, sir? I don't know your rules on here, but I just got one thing to say to these weak DMV bitches. Tell them to get their fucking money up. Tell them to run for 6 or 8. Quit running for 2 to be so fucking bad. You fucking, you know what I'm saying? Get your money up, boy.
Hey, Corner, I think that ain't going to be no problem. I promise you that. There's a lot of people coming. People just don't know. We still together up here in DMV, man.
Hey, Pete, get your fucking money up, you broke bitch. Get your fucking money up.
Man, get your fucking ass up in the mail is what you better do.
Hey, Gene.
Send my $500 so I can take that milk.
Hey, listen, a white nigga, like I told you yesterday,
make
it 60 of them motherfucking $100 bills instead of goddamn 20. How about that?
I'm going to be counting when it's over. I'm going to be counting your $100 bills. So make
you
sure
ain't
going to
count shit of mine, motherfucker. Bet on the gap. I bet the odds on that.
Your ass by the 330.
Hey, listen,
hey, listen.
I bet the odds on that you'll cap me like you tell me, motherfucker. Your 1,000 of my 2, motherfucker. How about that? You so motherfucking bad. Yo, 2 to my 4, motherfucker. You so motherfucking bad. Gene, let me tell you something. We're going to show y'all who the real champ is, because when we quit fucking racing, we were 6-0 and we was the fucking people's champ. But we're going to take this motherfucking belt.
So bad,
ain't none of y'all bitch ass
motherfuckers
going to ever see the beginning of your life. Nah. Put your money where your motherfucking mouth at. I put mine where it is. Put yours where your mouth at. Nah, shut the hell up. You ain't going to do shit. Running your goddamn dick sucker. That's all you're doing.
I hope that car runs as good as your lips.
Don't worry about it. We ready. We war ready, like goddamn Rick Ross said. We war ready, motherfucker. Believe that.
I
we got our combat boots and all
them,
on
them.
Our waiters and everything. We going in the mud. We going in the swamp. We coming to get all y'all bitches. Believe that.
We got bitches. I'm going up a day early just to wait on your ass.
Listen, don't worry about it. You ain't got to wait. Hey, listen. Hey, Gene, you ain't got to wait. We've been dreaming about kicking your ass. Since Stone Cold didn't want to bow out like a gentleman, we've been wishing to kick your ass just to make sure we can have
that. That sounds
a little
gay. You sitting there thinking about me
I've been waiting to put my foot up a damn white boy ass, one foot up his ass, and my damn knee in his head, like the holy feet ass.
Well, I got a big ass. You come on.
You better have 10 of it. I hope your car runs as fast as your damn mouth. Like I tell Walter, man, your mouth runs faster than your goddamn GTs on your car.
Oh, boy.
It's going down. It's going down. Hey, listen. And I know, Gene, you've been praying for this rain. You wouldn't have seen the damn Jews and all that shit and paid a couple tithes before Sunday to make sure it fucking rains. But they got jet blowers at the track, so you can't get out of it, dude.
Hey, this time, would you please remember to take the fucking plug at the hood scoop so you ain't got no excuses?
Hey, listen, Gene, we can run you with the plug in the hood scoop, motherfucker. Nah.
Well, leave it in there then.
Nah. But listen, all I want to say is, damn all this talking, Gene. Are you going to put your money where your mouth is? That's
scared,
all I mean.
You wouldn't be talking so much shit.
Hey, listen, Gene, all I want to know from the grudge world, are you going to bet like you like it since you talk so much shit? That's all I'm saying. Bet like you like it, like all this shit.
I'm having me a good time.
Yeah. But listen, I tell you what, run all the mother two motherfuckers and leave their pride up and we'll cover that motherfucker. How about that? Bitch, you so confident, motherfucker. You so fucking confident, you and nephew P, he over there holding your nuts for you now, he about to suck your dick for you. He's so confident,
I'll
get your money.
Nephew P begging me to let him put up all the money. I won't let him do it.
Now, let him put it up. Shit, we got plenty of money. Let him put up two, you put up two. Fuck y'all. Let's go. We can go one for more.
He said that
dick
will be crazy.
We can fuck
about
you.
Dude.
We don't give a fuck about you. Once we done with you, man, you're going to retire that bullshit.
Take your blood pressure pill, get that down, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Listen, Gene, I'm trying to make you not be able to pay your mortgage payment and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I can buy that car for the load. But listen, Gene, and I'm going to say this is my last thing to say to you. I know you're going to have Mike Hill over there tuning and tinkering on your shit to help you out to make sure you try to beat us. But guess what? Fuck Mike Hill and you. And fuck Gene, too.
you fucking all the boys that gonna whip your ass. You ought to watch that. After I finish with you, Mike Hill will get a shot.
Hey, man, listen, man. I hear you talking, man. Talking to me good. That shit is cheap. Put your money where your mouth at since you feel like you're so confident. That's all I want to do, man.
We did.
But damn all this, man. You know what I'm saying? Some girls want me to come pay their light bill and their mortgage in the strip club with your money. So bet like you like.
Hey, we got some good strip clubs up here, too. If you win my money, can I go with you?
Of course. I'll buy you some pussy with your money.
Yeah, hell yeah. Man. See, you're all right. Now you're talking my kind of language.
Lord.
That's
hey,
what it is, Gene. Gene, I can't
hey,
wait. Gene. I can't,
how much y'all locked in with Scoop for?
Listen, we ain't worried about Scoop. I ain't worried about that shit there. I'm worried about this belt. That's what we came
damn.
Back for. That shit there is extra. We get to that when that come to it. We got to deal with this motherfucker here first. Cut his goddamn head off. That fucking baby pro mod.
Baby pro mod.
You right. Gene, y'all bet your money like y'all like it. That's like, matter of fact, Gene, why are you on the phone? I told you 2 days ago to goddamn work through the night to get as much money as you can get up, motherfucker. Didn't I tell you that the other day?
Yeah, if I win that first race, I might double the money. But right now, I ain't doubling shit.
Well, listen,
you're going to thank me when it's over because I ain't taking more money than that from you.
Gene, listen, man. I just wanted to call you because you texted Tony to come on. You was talking shit. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to tell you shit. I'm going to look at me some ass and tits right now. And then, look, you get ready to have a sore ass. That's all I'm going to tell you. When we get done with you, it's going to feel like when your grandma and your mama whooped your ass the same day, then your daddy caught you when you was laying in the bed to give you another ass when we came home from work.
Damn. That's a lot of ass whooping.
Damn right. Damn right.
Hey, Running Bear, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? They dropped me off and I couldn't get back in, but I'm back in now.
Yeah, the corner. Hey, who you like, corner or Gene Stevens?
Well, look, I'm gonna put it to you like this. Last week when we had this show, there was a guy came on and he talked a lot of shit. And then he went out there and had to pay that damn money. I'm going to stay with the home team. Gene Stevens going to whoop that ass.
But tell him to bet with that motherfucker.
I ain't going to bet with that motherfucker.
Hey, JB, you going to be at the track, JB?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the track.
Yeah. We talked about that. Listen, we got to talk because I want you to get a collection plate for them motherfucking DMV motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
You need a collection plate to get your dumb ass home.
Goddamn, get a collection plate for that.
That's a long, it's going to be a long, sad ride, a ride all the way back down, so.
You ain't
hey,
lying.
You ain't lying. Hey, listen, you know my old man told me, the only way you can know if you're a man or not, if you can stand up in that motherfucker and you can get in that motherfucker and make her ass scream, if you get in there and you can't do shit, hey,
running back.
You ain't a man.
Smack him in the back of the head on the way.
You either gonna make it or break it. It's one of the two.
What is that, Gene?
I said Tony Wrinkle smack his ass in the back of the head on the way back home for talking so much shit.
I know.
Yeah,
I mean,
in the back of the head for talking shit about our own shit. We ain't worried about that. We don't give a fuck about you. You don't see, motherfucker. And get ready to wear this pink ass shirt I got for your ass. Finally, keep going.
Gene said, on his feet, he's going to stick that nose out in front of you, but and shit, if it's the feet, you might be through.
Hey. There ain't going to be much of a race, I can promise you.
Well, bet like you don't mean that then, Gene. That's all I'm saying. Let's quit all this talking. Bet like you mean that shit. That's all I'm saying. Hell, fuck that. Man, I know dudes run goddamn street bikes for goddamn $2,000 every fucking night in the road. What the fuck is that? Shit.
Man, I gotta run you for $2,000. The other boys are $2,500. I work for a living.
Yeah, but listen, kid, let me ask you this. Why would you run somebody for $2,500 and then you ain't
running
for
fucking belt? Excuse me. I'm sorry. We got one race for $2,500, another for $2,500, and you for two.
See, then why I got to be the lowest of the totem pole and you running me for the belt?
Because you're the lowest motherfucker on the totem pole.
Well, then bet like you mean that then. You're supposed to bet more than if I'm the slowest motherfucker.
If you even come over there and try to touch my belt when I got it, I'm going to smack your hand.
You ain't going to touch shit because you ain't going to never get a chance to touch it.
Okay. You come take a picture with it, but you got to go on back.
Hey, JB, just get a collection plate for them when we get ready to race them, and you just call me and let me know what it is, and I'll cover that
what?
Shit.
Well, look, I just got an email. Two boys, the Somerville boys, said they're going to, you can find them there. They got some money to put in Gene Stevens' collection plate.
You ain't got to worry about the plate.
Get a list of all them motherfuckers, okay? So just let me know. Right. You ain't got to call their name. I don't even want to know the motherfuckers.
So, hey, all I got to do is tell them, bet to the sky.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just do it like you do a 1-800 call center and shit. That's what you need to set up for Gene Stevens.
I bet you anything you want to cut. Now, serious talk here. I bet you anything you want to bet come race day, we won't be able to find your ass 10 miles of the track.
You crazy, sir. We'll see Gene Stevens. Gene Stevens, I'm about to walk in this club when we have a pitch ass. And, I'm going to tell Tony Wright to put a tracking collar on you before he lets you out of the truck. Just get your money out, all right?
I'm going to tell the man to put a tracking collar on you before he lets you out of the truck.
That goddamn corner boy's a trip.
Man, he get mad, too. He get mad as hell, JB.
Yeah, he mad. This boy mad, man. Larry, what you think, Larry?
I can't wait, fellas. Like I said, you know, we get
Lord.
A chance to guys come to the DMV. We all going to sit together. You ain't no worry about that pot. We got this stuff covered for you. You know that. Don't worry about that.
I hear you.
We got that covered.
It ain't the point of the money, man. We got a lot of money races that day. The point of it
is... Yeah,
I
understand. Don't worry about that. We got you covered. Do what you got to do.
We're coming to do our job.
Hey, Running Bear, since I got you on, Running Bear, is there anybody you looking for this weekend?
Well, JB, I've been doing some work to my car. I'm going to take it to... up to ladies' night up at VMP tomorrow night. Test it out and make sure it's right. And if it's right, I'm coming. And anybody step my way, and if the race is right, we got to do that.
I appreciate it, Running Bear. If not, still come and watch, bro. You know, you always welcome to come watch the race with us, buddy. You always support me, man. I appreciate that.
I'm coming. Even if I got to come up there and work on my car, then. I'm coming one way or the other, but I'm hoping that everything is right with it tomorrow night when I tip.
Okay.
Hey, Running Bear, y'all bringing that She-Devil with you?
I don't know if the She-Devil is coming or not. The owner's kind of under the weather.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know JC. I talked to JC. He's coming.
Yeah. Me and JC will probably be coming together.
Okay.
Probably me, JC, and Red.
Oh, Dirty Red. There might be, hey, there probably be some action up there for old Dirty Red, but I don't know if they want that action. That I seen that little, I seen that bitch get loose at VMP a couple weeks ago.
She tough now when she want to be. Once you get,
yeah, she
get all that tune in, everything going to be all right.
Sounds good. Sounds good. So, hey, Gene Stevens, I just overheard that. So how much are you locked in with the Hannibal car?
Well, it got to be $2,500.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Hey, Gene Stevens, you still on?
What's up, man? What's going on, guy? Hey, brilliant, my
guy. I think he must have dropped off. I'm guessing the same thing, too, running back. I'm guessing $2,500.
Yeah, he said two for $2,500 and one for $2,000, so I guess pretty sure it's $2,500.
So, hey Gene, are you kicking Hannibal's ass for $2,500?
Yeah, okay. You
trash.
Yeah, I'm pretty
Lord, so 20, it's gonna, man, I can't wait, man. I think I'm, you know, I was gonna, I got a belt on the way right now, so I kind of can't go tomorrow and step to tomorrow because I got a belt coming Saturday morning in transit, so I gotta stay around to have that belt. But I was going to come up to MIR tomorrow, but I think I might just have to come on Saturday.
What belt is that?
It's a nice, pretty golden belt that says Top Sportsman Champ.
Oh, okay. I saw that one I saw that on the internet.
Yeah, so I got a. Yeah, it's on the way here, so.
Yeah, tell Gene that look good around his waist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. First thing he going to do, I already know what he going to do. He probably going to do some hell yeah shit and stand on the top of that car, but I don't know if he want to do that.
Hell no, he stand on top of my car.
So damn, Gene Stevens got two races with his car locked in on the same night. Lord, the action! I'm telling you, this is gonna be. And then I mean, it's so much action. Running back, I was just telling Larry. I know have you been watching the page? The boys locking in races every day.
Yeah, I see that. Then again, there's a whole lot of lip going on. So half the time, you don't even know what the hell is going on with them. I see Marco got a race up there.
Yeah, Marco got three. I told Marco, I said, God damn, Marco, you got a nice little order. He said, man, I'm coming to have fun. Hell with it.
That's right. I told them boys, you know, do what you got to do when you got to do it. I thought maybe I can get my race back with Henry P, but it looked like he didn't change cars on. I don't know what kind of car he got now, so we'll see.
So we ain't got the Chevy 2 no more.
He got another Chevy 2, a different one.
Oh. I wonder, is it a back half car?
Yeah, I think it is a back half car.
Well, hey, tell him he need to get with Larry, because Larry probably, he would be another perfect fit for that back half shootout.
Not if JC in there, he won't be. if he got the same motor he had in that other car. If JC on the fence, he never gonna go like he did that. He didn't get his money back.
Hey, Larry. So, who is Long Island Joe bringing down with him other than the Vega and the truck?
He got like a whole bunch of guys. Can you hear me, JB?
Yeah, I hear you.
He got at least 10 or 12 cars coming, you know, in the group, and there's some other guys coming from other parts of New York and New Jersey that are bringing the cars down, you know. Like another guy, Kevin Hunt's coming. Like you said, the Pee Wee Posey's coming. There's a lot of cars coming from everywhere from up that way.
Yeah. They got a race. See, I like them guys. You know, they the type of guys, if they don't have a track to do some of their stuff at, they'll come down here and do their stuff. So from what I heard, Kevin Hunt and Race and Jason have another race locked in.
Yep, that's true.
Some more callers. 804-317-9454. I'm guessing this is Mr. Brandon Lumpkin.
It ain't me. Oh.
Who we got? 317-9454. 804-317-9454. Your mic is open.
You don't know it.
They don't even know it. 317-9454. If you want to get in, just let me know. But your mic is open. I'm gonna leave it open if you got something to say. Otherwise, you know, we can get back to that action. Like I said, Kevin Hunt and Racing Jason, I want to say are going. I don't know if they're going to the big end, but I know they're going to the 8th mile. I don't know if it's heads up, back tire, but them two guys right there get date. They basically will race each other every week. So I know that race is supposed to go down. And I know Hell Yeah is looking for some action. He's been on there hollering, hooping. He's looking for some action Saturday night. And Jimmy Riddle with the Riddler Nova said that he's looking for any 28 or 275 car, you know, there tomorrow on one system, he would like to try it.
Yeah, I thought he was locked in with Weeby.
He locked in with Weeby, but he also, I think he wants some of that Maryland action. He's been talking. He wants some of that Maryland action. And him and I don't know if Butt's back together yet, so I can't. I know he wanted to do a rematch with Butt, but I don't know if the Blue Deuce is together. So, you know, he wants some of that action. And I guess somebody might be clicking that one button to give him some. 240-682-4919.
What's going on, JB?
Who we got?
It's Kenny Fox.
Kenny Fox, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. I just heard that Nova said he'd try anybody on 28 to 275, one kid to one kid.
Yep, stock suspension.
Is that
what you got?
Anybody has in big blocks, or you got to have a small block?
Small block. Small block.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I knew you. I knew that was who I said. Yeah, I knew. Look, let me check that one out. But yeah, he 28 stock suspension, 28 275 stock suspension, small block. He'll try it. He said he'll try it. But right now he's gonna try Weeby. Weeby is giving him the back tire to the 8th. They locked in. So I don't know who else he's trying to do something with. But I know he was him and Butt are supposed to be going for round 2. But I don't know if Butt got the truck, you know, the car done yet. So.
I think he's close. I think it's gonna be close.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know him.
If they're gonna shake it down and get the bugs worked out and everything's going okay, then I don't know about that. But I think it's supposed to get together.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. So tomorrow, y'all going into action against Outlaw Radio, right?
What's that?
Y'all going into action Outlaw Radio tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, we're going to take the blue one down there tomorrow night. We're going to come back, unload, and put Ugly in the trailer and go down there and play Saturday.
Oh, Lord. Larry T, did you hear that? Ugly is coming Saturday to play.
Oh, yeah, that's my sleeper car. Them guys always support me, man. They always support me. I appreciate them. I'm going to take them on down south. When the weather gets a little cold up here, we're going to load them up and go down south and show them guys what that Ugly car can do.
We're planning on going down to Piedmont September the 13th and run that 275-28 shootout.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's 3,000 to win. That's right after we come up Cecil County and take that entry in that shootout.
Okay.
God damn, y'all just going. Hey, I like. See, that's why I like y'all. Y'all don't play around. Y'all want that money. I mean, that's why, you know. Y'all hungry. See, y'all hungry in grudge racing and class racing. Can't, you know, ain't mad at y'all for that. The hunger's a good thing. But from what I've seen, it looked like y'all hungry for somebody else. Is that race going on? Or?
I don't think that race will happen Saturday only because we can't get our hand on a set of 28. If we get our hand on a set of 28, if we get a set of 28, 10.5 W, we will run that race Saturday. But if we can't, then that race ain't going to happen because he ain't going to step beside us with us with 275s on it. He already said that.
Okay, so you're looking for a set of 28 10-5 Ws. I'm trying to think. I try to think somebody who had some. Did G Money have a pair?
Nah, G Money, G Money, big time.
Oh, okay, because I remember he was talking about buying a set of 28 10-Ws.
Yeah, G Money, big time. but that race, it will happen. It will happen.
Mm. So that's the
and
that's
if, and if people keep talking in his ear, it might happen Saturday.
Oh my goodness, Lord! Who is this coming in here? 708-689-7637. Your mic is open. Who we got?
Yep. You got Pre from Chicago. I want to address the brother that's looking for the 28 10-5 W tie.
Yeah, what's going on?
He can go. You could go on Facebook and go in the group part of it and look up drag racing parts and accessories, and they always got everything you possibly could and want. So I'm quite sure you can find you some 28s on there.
But if it's convenient, it's convenient. I'm not going to go out of the way just to get a set
right, I'm just saying,
Saturday.
I just want to throw that out your edge. You might get lucky and find somebody right in your own hometown or wherever that might have.
Right.
They got a lot of stuff on that. And, you know the group, like the Grudge Racing group? It says drag racing parts and accessories. And I'm almost sure you can find some.
Okay.
I'll check that out. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, brother. No problem. All right, y'all. That's all I had to say. I wanted to see if I could help that brother out.
Oh, that's all right, man. Thanks, man.
All right.
I might need to go on that myself. Try to find me a set of 29-5 10-5 W.
Well, hey, Kenny and them might have a set of those now.
29 10.5 W?
Yeah.
Soft wall or stiff?
It don't make no difference with me.
I think we do got a set of that with the two that came off of Animal Control.
Okay.
I think they got maybe 7 passes on them.
Okay. Well, might want to talk to you about them when I see your side.
Okay.
Well, there you go. God damn. Always get. Hey, that's what you call always helping out each other because that's some good shit there. Mm. From what I hear, the only people that like the corner tonight are the corner camp themselves. Ain't that a bitch? Mm.
Well, if you don't like your own self, shame on you.
Lord. Mm. And I guess I thought we were going to get Mr. Weeby on here tonight because a man was talking so much trash about him last week. Lord have mercy. Old Brock was hanging Weeby out there, but I got to give credit. Old Weeby went down there to Outer Banks, him and Brian Nelson and a couple guys, they went on down there and had a ball last week. So got to give him credit, the boy racing. So, but I know they said it was about a half a car between him and old Brock. So, I think he's going back for redemption this weekend against Jimmy Riddle. Like I said, he's giving them the back tie, and they going to the 8 mile. So may the best man win. And Jimmy told me, he said he looking for more. So, if anybody got a – I know he wants Butt-Butt for round two, and he wants old Jason Gray. But I think Jason is, Jason got to get his stuff back together. So he's going to have to wait a little while. But I know the boys – everybody – I like the fact because everybody looking for a little action – everybody want to play this weekend, so that's good.
I'll take any bets over. I got Butt-Butt riding with that Nova.
Okay. So you take it.
If that race happens, I'll ride with Butt-Butt.
Okay. All right. Anybody, here we
go. What about
anybody?
The guy with the Gray Nova? What's his name?
The Gray. You said Gray Nova?
Yeah.
Gray Nova.
He was up at Colonial Beach the other week. Ran
and
the
you
shootout.
Said it's Gray?
Yeah, still.
Oh, yeah, Brian Nelson. Yeah, he'll be there. He'll be there Saturday.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, he'll be there Saturday. Disco Nova.
But, hey, does Disco Nova got a small block or a big block?
It's a big block.
It's a big block?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just following something on the internet saying that it was in a small block shootout or something like that.
No, he's got another. He's coming to Cecil with another car, one of his friends' cars, the turquoise green car, and that's got a small block in it. They're coming. Disco Nova's coming for the other shootout, and the turquoise car is coming for the small block shootout.
Okay. And that's what that's your race and Scotty's race up at Cecil County, right?
Yep, we doing it September 23rd at Cecil County. And we also, just to give y'all a little heads up, you know, September 23rd, we didn't put it on the flyer, but we're finalizing it now. Grudge Inc. and Out in Front Racing, which is Marcus Thompson and his camp from out of Philly, we're doing a street car shootout. We're getting the rules together now, but I can tell you some of them. You know, we looking for the straight-up street cars. We talking about license tag, you know, muffler, you know, stuff like we ain't talking about a car you got to tow to the lane, you know. We doing a little street car shootout, $1,500 to the winner, $500 runner-up, and we going to take the first 16 cars, and I think the guy said it's a $200 buy-in. And like you said, if we get 16, we're going to run the 16, and it's a $200 buy-in, $1,500 to the winner, $500 to the runner-up. And if the guys want
to
do something. No, I don't have to be full interior, but it's got to be a street car. You got to at least have two front seats and, you know, not a full race car.
Right, it's got to have basically two front seats and headlights and taillights.
Front seats, headlights, taillights, and lights are blatant. Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be, like, I know a car, Butt's car will work.
Okay.
I was going to talk to Butt, and I was going to talk, I know Carlton got the black car, and, you know, it's something, you know, the boys up there, they got a lot of street cars. They, you know, I don't know if y'all check my page out sometimes on my Facebook, but those boys street race a lot, like, you know. Like, I'm talking about street, you know, they have shootouts in the street. So they wanted to do a shootout, but street cars, and, you know, we decided, we said, well, all right, fuck it, we'll put up, you know, we want to put up some money. So $1,500 to the, it'll be $1,500 to the winner and $500 to the runner-up. Now, if everybody agreed that they want to split it up a little different, we will do that. But it's a $2,000 pot, street cars only.
Okay. What's the payout for the big block shootout?
Huh?
What's the payout for the, what is it, the 29 big block shootout?
Payout is $2,000 right now, but we work and it might go up to 25 to 3. We got one more happy person that liked the flyer and liked their logo, so it might get a little boost. So it's $2,000 right now, but it could be 25 to 3 before the 23rd. So,
okay.
And also, Steve Johnson from Induction Solutions, he's giving us something to give away. So, I mean, we might do a raffle, and you know, we might whatever we get, we take and we split it between the two, the small block and the 28-29 shootout. So, like, say if we raffle it and we get a couple hundred. We'll take that money and split it between the two shootouts.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going
to,
you know.
Looking forward to coming up there. But I'm going to hop off here and finish getting ugly ready. I'll see y'all boys this weekend.
All right, man. Hey, I might see you tomorrow. It looks like I might ride up there tomorrow, and then I might have to ride on back because, like I said, I got to get this belt, and the belt's coming from Georgia, so I might have to ride back to Virginia and then come back up there Saturday. So, but I think I'm going to be up there tomorrow night.
If you come down there tomorrow, you can come on by the trailer and take some of Cubby's Blue Mountains that I'm the store for.
All right, I definitely will.
All right.
What's the law for? Gene Stevens, where you at?
We still here.
Oh, what y'all doing some work on the car?
Yeah, we getting ready.
Oh, okay. Hey,
we're loading the corners nightmare right now.
Uh-oh. It sounds like Kenny Beecham and Gene Stevens together from what I hear.
That's me and DJ. I think Kenny's working on his. Me and Kenny got together today and helped each other out and got all of our stuff together so we can make the trip in the morning. We could pull out of here and eat some breakfast and get on up to Maryland and wait on them boys.
So if they breathe hard, they ass hurt. But well, actually, they don't already breathe. They just gotta wait for
they gotta
pulse.
We're so serious. If we catch them on 301, we're gonna run their fucking asses with the dually.
God damn.
That's how serious we are.
The Lord. Can't find. Now, this is what's interesting. You know, the show right now is full, and I can't find one person that liked the corner. So if anybody likes the corner, that one button is very open right now for you to push, because from what everybody's looking at, let's see what we can do to make this. The race right now is already nice, but let's see what we can do. If y'all like the corner, and whoever liked Gene Stevens, like I said, push that one button. And, you know, I'm not going to have a collection plate because I think that would be against, you know, I'd be scared to death to get struck by lightning out there. But we might get this pot together on Saturday. And if you like the corner, you can see me. Or if you like Gene Stevens, you can see me. Let's see what, because this race right here is for the belts. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's very anticipated. And I think they're sweating a little bit. I really do. I think they're sweating a little bit because, you know, it's just that type of race. But, you know, it's going down Saturday. Anybody that tried to do that rain dance, you ain't get out of it, because from 80% chance to 20%, and, you know, knowing that Maryland got a jet dry, your ass hurt. You got, if you locked in a race, you might as well get there.
That one button's awful quiet.
Yeah, that one button quiet. I all these people. And that, you know the funny thing, Gene? Let me tell y'all something. I got 410s. We got the 540s. We got the, hold on. What the hell is this? We got the 703s, the 847s. We got all the area codes, but nobody else likes the corner. So I guess it's safe to say.
All that comes down to is all the hometown boys are sticking together. If we were down in their neck of the woods, I'm sure the tables would be turned.
Hold on. Let's see what this 202-437-5238. Your mic is open. Who are we speaking with?
I'm just listening.
All right, who is it?
It's Mel.
Who?
Okay.
Oh, you said you just listening.
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, Gene. I almost thought we had somebody, but it was a misinterpretation.
Well, it's just nice to know all the boys in the area support you.
That's what I was happy about, because I don't see anybody clicking that button. So that's telling me that everybody's like, well, shit, I'm rocking with the home team. So that's a good feeling. So,
good feeling. I sure do appreciate it. Win or lose, you know how it goes. It's drag racing. Anything can happen, but we plan on bringing that ring light on.
Oh, yeah, anything can happen. So, hey, Gene, you got the small block car together yet? Or that's still in the oven?
The small block car is done. I'm just got this race locked in. Pretty big race, so I've been focusing on the big car.
Oh, okay.
Race is over with, I'm going to try to focus on that small tire car and get up there and do some small tire racing.
I hear that, so that's almost like Most Wanted Junior, the white car.
Exactly.
And see, that's good. See, that's just like the 901 boys had King Kong, and then they had King Kong Junior. So that's Most Wanted Junior right there.
Old Junior.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong. Old Junior going to be barking quite soon because I know Gene Stevens been talking about having a small block, small tie car for a long time, and that's, you know, that time has come. So now you got the best of both worlds.
We just took our time and let the man do the chassis and get the car straight and get the transmission motor, converter, getting all the pieces put together perfectly. We've had
enough experience
on it. We ought to know how to do it by now.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Mm. Let me see. Hold on. Oh. Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, let's see. Here we go. I know somebody that I wanted to talk to.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice.
Well, yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Lord have mercy. All that talk and nobody wanted to do it, so, you know.
Yeah, we come outside here.
Hey, Running Bell.
Yeah.
So it sounds like to me, if you get everything going, that, you know, and that car running like you want, it sounds like that Disco Nova might just get what he asking for.
Ain't no doubt. I was thinking about a green Nova.
A green one? I know. Oh, so you talking about the bluish green one?
I'm talking about the money green one.
Are we talking about a money green Nova with a big block back half?
Yes, sir.
That wouldn't be they call him G Money, would it?
Mr. G Money. Call him G Money because he walks into.
God damn. So what would this be, head up, or what would this be?
Well, G Money told me I had the back tire for life, so you know I'm gonna.
Oh,
if he up there, I'm gonna see. If I got my car right, then I'm gonna see if I can get that. I can get that back tire.
Yeah, hey, if a man tell you he got the back tire for life, then hey, that's all he can do, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can get it.
Back tire for life. That's a hard thing to tell somebody they got. Back tire for life. I wonder if what his name want to rerun with you? A white Mustang.
I don't think he want none. He don't want no more.
He got too much, huh?
He said he'll run if I make the race right because of my big tires and wheelie bar. Whether he call them big tires, I call them mediocre tires because the 31 ain't big to me. But I think he's doing the right thing. He's staying in his lane. If he come back, then we'll talk about it and see what happens.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Your list will widen up once it gets up there, and you, because the one thing about you. You're going to be up there. If that car running right, you're going to be looking for that action.
I'm going to be looking for that action. Somebody got to do something. If I got a big Wicked Bird for something, somebody going to do something. A Wicked Bird ain't going to be there.
I thought Wicked Bird and the John Gotti car got some action going on.
I don't know. I think I read something that Wicked Bird had
had something else to do Saturday, or he was going somewhere else, or I don't know. Don't quote me on that, but look to me, I saw that somewhere.
Oh, okay. Well, we got a Carolina number getting in here a little late. 336-825-1773. Your microphone is open. Who am I speaking with?
Austin.
Who is that?
Austin.
Carlton?
Carlton.
Austin Garner. That's who it is. What's going on, Austin?
Nothing much. See what y'all had going on.
Austin, we got, I don't know if you're together, but if you coming, there's a little Chevy 2 Nova that is looking for a little action, and y'all sit, and he ain't slipping it too much, but, you know, I know y'all sit a lot, sit alike, so he said if you, you know, he said he know you're a bad man, but he said if you come Saturday, he said he willing to try for a little something.
No, we won't have a truck up there Saturday. I think I'm waiting on confirmation, but I'll be going up there with the ruler.
Oh, okay, bringing the ruler. The ruler is a is that a big block back half?
Big block stock suspension.
Oh, big block stock suspension. Okay.
And waiting to see, might also had a small block up there too, small block on 28.
Okay, small block on 28. Running Bell, that might be your poison there, Running Bell.
I don't care nothing about tire size. If he's small, if he's sit like me, you know, hell, we can race. Okay, he can have a tire on as big as the. A damn bulldozer. I mean, it don't matter. I don't care about no tire size. That's one thing I will not do, skip a man because of his tires. You know, motor, yeah. Tires, no. But a lot of guys don't think, I think.
Yeah, so you're coming up here with the ruler. That means that's because the ruler, is the ruler locked in with Pee Wee?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pee Wee and the Ruler. That's gonna be a good one. I think the boys think that's gonna be a one sided one, but I know that ruler get down, so I think that's gonna be one hell of a race right there.
Well, they think it's gonna be one sided, they got a whole nother thing coming.
JB,
it might be one sided. It just might be.
Yeah, I done seen that ruler get down. The ruler, I know them boys, them good guys, man. That's a nice car.
I say it is. Whatever you thought about it get there, you throw that out the window.
Lord. The ruler, what are they, hey, let me ask you this, what are they locked in on?
That I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I might have to.
I ain't even asking that. We just said, you know, I told him if I don't get the truck ready, I'll just go there with them and help him.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, I know. I was telling the boys, a lot of boys were doing that rain dance, but man, I'm telling you, I've been looking at that. See, the thing with me, I was looking at it ever since last Sunday or Saturday when they get the 10-day, and I said, man, 40, 80. And then when I looked at it just now again, I saw that 20%. And I'm like, I'm going. So, you know, I'm going, definitely going. So, yeah, I got, you know, the belt going to be here Saturday. I'm hoping Saturday morning I'm going to get the belt and head on up to Maryland and, you know, give me a little spot and lay back for a while because, you know, when that sun go down, it's going to be a whole lot of action going on that track, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we still going to play it by Saturday morning to see what they're saying before we make that ride out there.
Hey, Austin, we got somebody that's listening, but they aren't on, but they're listening. They're listening live. They want to know how the ruler sit.
Big block stock suspension on 28.
Big block stock suspension on 28. So the person that just texted me, if you got something that's big block stock suspension on 28, you know, hey, you know, you can get in, you can call in, or you can let me know because somebody, like I said, somebody just texted me, asked me how I sit. You know, big block, stock suspension on 28. Somebody, they want to know, will the ruler run ugly?
You know that, I can't tell you. I mean, it's
that's what we just
have to get up there and see. I mean,
yeah, I know that. You don't own the car. That's your boy. But just to let him know, Ugly is looking for a little action, and that's a Mustang.
But I think he's supposed to have a 29-inch tire car somewhere, and I don't know if it'd be ready for Saturday, but I'm pretty sure Ugly could get it, you know, at a later date.
Okay, okay, that sounds good. Yeah, that sounds good. So yeah, I know them boys like the race, man. I think it was not this year, but last year at the World Grudge Nationals, I saw him and Sean did a little something last year, and they had a good little they split last year at the World Grudge Nationals. So I know them boys race. So you know, I know when they coming up, they looking for more than one race. So them boys probably have a good time coming down here Saturday.
Yeah, we just have to make sure we get by Pee Wee. We get by Pee Wee out there. Somebody else better out there. They better get ready.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I know. Yeah, I know. Like I said, I know the boys. I saw that race being posted, and everybody looked like they like the boo. And I was like, well, darn, they must not know about the ruler. See, that's what they think. I think a lot of people when they think about the ruler, they first think is it Tony's car, you know, the one Tony had, and it's not. So they kind of like, I'm going with Pee Wee, but it's gonna be interesting. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm just gonna bet my money on the side and hopefully I can come home with a little money in my pocket. Old lady ain't pissed off, so.
If you bet with us, we plan on putting the money in your pocket as long as everything goes, you know, as planned.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, running back.
You know, it should be one side of being what he has compared to what we got, but hell. He said he wanted to go out there and do it. I said, hell, I'm back you up anyway. I don't give a damn.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Shit. The action, I'm going to tell you. That's what, and see, that you brought something to my... You brought something to my back to me just now. A lot of people were asking how I felt about how the Grudge Race of the Year should be voted on. Man, the thing is, you know, this is how I see it. If you got a guy out there right now, he don't step a track, he racing, I ain't saying every week, but let's say he go out there and his record is he's 17-4. And you got this other guy that's 6-0. If I had to pick my vote would go to that guy that's, you know, 17-4. I'm gonna be honest with you, because I'm gonna go with the guy that's racing. You know, he's taking that gamble. He racing, because that guy that, you know, the guy that's 6-0, yeah, he racing. Now I will say this: if he's 6-0 because nobody else will run him, that's different. But if he's 6-0 just because he run into only the races that he'll take, that's a difference. Because you got guys right now that got a record. Like, look, let's just be like this. Tony might have lost, I'd say, over 5, but he's probably won over 10. So you got a person that's racing damn near every week. I mean, I saw Tony in the Midwest 2 weeks ago, and I think he was 3-1 in that one day. So that's what, you know, people look at the Grudge Race of the Year and they think, oh, well, shit, if he undefeated, he should get it. Now, I'm going to tell you like this. A man that's running constantly and he taking a gamble and he going, you know, he ain't just running one track, that's how I feel they should go. I feel they should go to that person.
You could also put it like this. If he's undefeated, who's not to say he only win 1-0?
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, I just, you know, it's some races out there this year, man. I'm going to be honest, you know. Last year, I would say this. Lethal Weapon was the baddest shootout car around. But now, you got to think. I think Real Treat done changed from being one of the baddest shootout cars to,
you know, a top five candidate for Grudge Race of the Year. I mean, the man is racing. Him and Lil Rick racing damn near every week. So, you know, those guys, dog racing. Shit, I was up there in Indiana. Dog got out the damn car, and 3 minutes later was ready to lock a motherfucker in. So that's what, you know, that's what I'm saying.
A lot of people overlook Dog, and he's been he's been racing more than anybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't overlook somebody that's trying to get action in racing. So, I mean, you know, these guys, they racing. They racing every week, so.
I see another one, too. I mean, he went undefeated, but, hell, he's been taking gambles and going out there. Phil. Long Island Joe's
son. Yes, he has. I give him credit. He has. We got a mic open. 703-895-6468. Your mic is open.
What's up, JB? Disco Nova, Brian.
Oh, Disco Nova. What's going on?
Yeah, I heard Ron Bear on here, man. I just want to call and let him know we ain't forgot about him.
Okay, that's fine.
We ain't forgot about you, man. We was down to Outer Banks last weekend racing, and we're doing maintenance for the next 2 weeks on the car. We're getting ready for a horseman's race on the 16th and then JB's race on the 23rd. Then after that, I think we're going to be freed up. We're going to put some big tires and some bars on that thing, and we're going to play with you.
Okay, so, well, JB's race on the 23rd,
it's like a shootout race, like a 10-inch tire.
Yeah, 29.5.
Yeah,
29.5.
Yeah,
10.5 W.
W tires, I think, right?
Yup, you can get in with the W.
Okay,
yeah,
that's why I'm looking for a set of 29.5 10.5 W because I want to come to that race myself.
Oh yeah, that's okay. Good then. Hey, if you come to that race, we'll run you first round.
It don't matter who I run. It don't matter. If I'm in that shootout, it don't matter who I run.
Well, what I'm saying is if you come to that race, if you want to race us, we'll run you first round.
That'll work.
All right. No problem.
847-840-9859. Your mic is open.
I was waiting for Brian Nelson to finish with Running Bear, but since Running Bear had quite a bit to say after you kicked me off the radio show last weekend, JB, I need to
know. Uh-oh. What's going on, kid?
What's going on, JB?
Hey, who is that?
Hey, hold on. 202-549-3971. Do you got your speaker on?
They got something on.
Yeah, I'm going to have to mute that one.
Hey, JB,
right.
I got a question.
What's that?
I got a question, man. I seen somebody post a picture of somebody's car yesterday, that burgundy Mustang, the motor, the whole front end. And my man, what's his name? Lance Stanford? Man, my man went to DEFCON 5 in like 2 seconds. What's the deal with the posting pictures of people's cars, man?
What do you mean?
Hey, some cat posted a picture of that burgundy Mustang yesterday on the DMV Grudge page when they was doing the battle. Some guy posted a picture of that car, motor, front suspension, the whole nine. And I guess Lance built that car, man. I tell you what, that cat went to DEFCON 5 in about 2 seconds. Somebody need to learn a little more etiquette than going posting pictures of people's cars up there, huh?
Yeah, I think you're talking about Tracy Cochran's car. You talking about the real pretty burgundy back half Mustang?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Brandywine. Yeah. You're right. That's a beautiful damn car.
I was just saying, man, somebody ought to talk about etiquette every now and again because that ain't right, is it?
Nah, I don't know. See, I don't know how that went. I don't know if Lance posted it to say this is the last car in the shootout, thinking, you know, I think that's what he was going for because that is the last car. That's number 8. In the shootout. So I don't know if he was posting it to say, like, hey, this is the last car or whatnot.
There was a dispute.
there was a dispute about that car being a back half, and he was battling with some other guy on there, and some other guy posted a picture of it, trying to the motor, the whole front suspension, the whole front end off the car. Like he'd been pitching all over the internet all day trying to find a picture of that car. And
I know Austin can tell you,
but he was pissed.
Austin can tell you the same thing. I know. If that's the Brandywine car I know from a long time ago.
That was a small block Twin Agents car.
Yeah, it's not a chassis car from far. I think it is, you know, I would say it's a back half. I mean, you know.
It could have had big tires on back then, but, you know, they had 28s on it.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I understand what you're saying, Brian, and I totally agree with you. I mean, you know, I don't know if it was posted as to say, hey, you know, this is what he got, or if it's to say, hey, this is the last person in the shootout, so.
No, it was trying to out him.
Oh, okay.
How's that? It was dumb malicious. He took the picture down.
He was troublemaker down here testing the day.
Huh?
He took the picture down. He was up there for about an hour.
And,
Trump make it look good?
Yeah. Nah, he liked the loss.
Oh, shit.
Hello?
Yeah, it started raining on the other end of the track, and the car turned sideways and slid.
Damn,
sideways.
So, hey, he good, though? Car good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
But from what it looked like on the front half, if as long as they hook, I don't think 3M's got a chance of that thing now.
I heard that thing getting down right good now, man. That's good. I heard she getting down right good.
Somebody going to think that's a pro model for long.
Yeah, that's the first thing they say now is you got a pro model now. You ain't got no back half. But I got to give them credit. That's a back half car. And, you know, if they got it right, somebody ass hurt. So.
Yeah.
Hey, JB.
What's going on?
Who did they call my name a little while ago?
Somebody. I didn't know somebody. I know French got in here and just dropped. I don't know if he tried to get back in. I don't know if that was if that was saying it, but
that's the masker that was calling his name.
Oh yeah, that's Keenan on here. That's the one. That's the one that he got that J.C. Richardson fetish.
Yeah. I was telling him. He wanted JC to give him the back tire.
So I'm gonna take it. So when you want to run? I heard you.
Hey,
run.
Hey, Keenan, you don't even have to talk no more. The person you want to talk to has just clicked that one button for you. So 252-9059. Your package is wrapped.
All I got to say is small block Ford, 1-1.
There you go.
Or is his phone going to hang up again?
Brian, ours and two. You better get those scissors ready to cut that umbilical cord, because after you finish, I need your report to the track.
Hey, Saturday, a good day.
That is a good day, man. That is a good day, but... When I finish with running bells, when I'm going to get you.
Oh, man, here we go. Now you want to go to running bells.
Well,
running bells stepped in the cotton field and didn't have no shoes on. So he going to mess around and get a corn, a damn splinter in his foot.
Are you going to give me the back tire and the brake?
You got it.
Man, you got a good. I sure hope this time go down the track tomorrow night. Man, you got a date for Saturday.
Got it. Ladies' night. I hope ladies' night go good for you, because we're gonna make our. And you know, in all honesty, because you know, I ain't trying to say we're gonna be somewhere don't show up, but we're gonna wait to see what Saturday morning looks like first before we pull out. But once we get there, you know, because it's a 5-hour ride for us, but once we get there, if you anywhere on the premises, you got the back tire in the
back tire in the brake.
Hey, JB, it sounds like Tina doing the rain dance on that small block four.
No. Oh, you got your race, too. You got your race, too, Brian. I already told you what your race was.
This ain't Brian.
Who is this?
Ah, that's in your own area, and you don't know it.
Small block four. You said small block four?
Yeah. That's the car I'm talking about, but this ain't Brian.
Oh, I'm talking about the car.
I'm going to come sit by your trailer.
Who I'm talking to?
I don't know. He's talking about Brian. I'm just beginning to wonder if he's talking about me.
Who I'm talking to?
This is Brian Nelby.
No, I'm talking about Brian Epps.
Oh, okay.
This is Greg, man.
Man, I thought cheerleading practice were over with, man.
No, they don't start the nighttime.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, yeah, you already know y'all got that race. You know, you got so many teams you cheer for. I don't know who who you with these days.
Yeah, man. Well, any Ford car, I'm chill. I got to go with the Ford car.
Okay, because I'm about to start on a Ford, too, but, you know, I know.
Oh, you got a Ford, too?
I got a Ford.
God damn.
It's an overgrown Ford.
I can't even bet you now.
It's
an
overgrown Ford.
I forfeit. I can't even bet you.
But Running Bear, man, I hope your testing go well on ladies' night because I want you to be to your best.
I appreciate that. And believe me, when you come in the track, you ain't going to have to look for me because I'm going to look for you.
Well, what I'm going to do, as soon as I come in the track, throw the truck and trailer in park and just sit there and wait for you.
Well, you might not have looked. I'll just look right beside JC, and I'll be there.
Okay. We can do that. We can do it. Now, if you park by JC, you ain't got no chance of winning.
Hey, Keenan, just to let you know, Larry T was on here tonight. And he said you and JC are more than welcome to put both cars in the shootout. Now, if y'all, that's up to y'all. If y'all wanted to make something, you know, maybe on your shakedown pass, if y'all want to go down and, you know, go ahead and get that over with, y'all know y'all can go ahead and make it happen because, you know, y'all might see each other in the shootout anyway. So, you know, that might be something that, you know, that might happen. But he said he wants four back half cars, and he got four old school top sportsman cars. You know, like Shaq Attack and stuff like that.
Tell you what, you got myself again, pending that you know the weather looks all right. You got myself. You got JC. Then I guess, to my understanding, the Running Bear done graduated, so he can get in it too. Brian can't get in it because he got a 4-2 chassis, so we just need one more spot.
Oh, Running Bear, he talking about that back half shootout.
Man, I can't run them boys head up.
No, hey, Keenan, come on now.
Hey, all I'm saying is a man got a back calf, he got a decent-sized car, and he's supposed to have this bad small block in it, so, you know.
It'll hold its own, but I can't run with y'all board head up, man. That's what you're not. I try gotta have some kind of stips on y'all. If I get in that shit on, all y'all give me the back guy in and go, God damn it, I'll get in it.
Okay. Well, hey, me and you got something going on anyway. And if I tell you what, we gonna try our best to get there Saturday. If we don't go there Saturday, I think Brown got a race on the 30th.
And I'll be there.
Who got a race?
Get your
first.
Then you get your rematch.
All
right.
No, somebody got a race on the 30th. Another person got on the 31st, right?
That's Brown, ain't it?
Brown got a race.
Larry T got a race the night before Brown. That's what it is.
So Brown's the 31st, and then Larry T's the 30th.
Is the 30th? Yes.
Okay, so either one of those races, because we're going to be the both races, either one of them, if we don't come Saturday, you got the same race.
Okay, well, I definitely know that I'm gonna be at Brown's race at VMP.
All right, sounds good.
And see, because later tonight, I believe it's that Friday night, that Joe's race up at VMP, so I'll be there Friday night, and I'll be at Brown's race that Thursday. So I know that's where I'm going to be at that weekend.
All right. JB, you sure that Brown race ain't first? I thought Brown's race was the 30th, and then Larry T's was the 31st.
Well, I know it's either or.
Ain't
but
no 31st. Ain't no 31st. Is it?
Well, that's true. That there ain't, is it? Hold on, you know what? I'm tagged in William Brown's race, so let's go ahead and see. We can clean it up right now, but I know their races are like a day apart. So somebody is on Saturday, somebody's on Friday, or somebody's on Saturday, somebody's on Sunday. So
Brown's race is on the 30th, August 30th.
And that's a Saturday?
That's a Saturday, and
Larry's on the Sunday.
Right, so it's kind of, so Brown's a Saturday and Larry T is Sunday.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what it is. That's
Larry T, is that MIR again?
Yep, MIR.
That's just like they had it last year, right?
Yep. That's exactly like they had it last year.
Yeah.
Hey, we need to go ahead and find out, though, as far as Brian is concerned, too, if because I want to go ahead and get these boys out of the way.
All right,
so everybody's standing in the line. We got Brian standing in the line. We got Runner Bear standing in the line. And JC standing in the line. So I'm trying to make sure I get my date set up. Because with my job set up, you know, I got to make sure that I'm in certain places, certain times. So, you know, there again, like I said, if we don't show up Saturday, Runner Bear, you got your race at 30th.
Okay.
Brian.
Okay.
And, and then Brian, I don't know if Brian gonna be there this weekend or not, you know, due to his family situation. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we're gonna fill your schedule right up.
Hey, I'm used to a lot of action, man.
Well, shit, as much money as he got, he traveled to Chicago every damn week, so he got some money running, man.
Well, hell, I need some. You know, I'm retired. I don't get paid but once a month. I need some money.
Man, we tobacco field, man. We got to put in tobacco to get our money.
I did that years ago. Tobacco, corn, cotton.
You got to drive them tractors and go out in them fields with no shoes on.
No, that's right.
Hey, but Greg, is Greg still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Greg, man, tell me, just answer one question for me.
Mm-hmm.
How you get the cheer for so many teams?
Their home team.
Okay. So Running Bear's your home team too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I
talked to you when we get to the track. I think you just told me one though.
Hey, hold on. Let me see if these mics wanted to be open or 443-694-9166. Did you know what your mic open?
5.5 inches.
443-694-9166. Close your mic. But the other one, 757-630-3408. I'm guessing this is Weeby Cooper.
Nah, what's up, JB? It's Top Notch.
Top Notch, what's going on?
Not a whole lot, buddy. How you been, man?
I've been doing all right, man. I you know, just got a little race update, maybe a little money on PayPal from one of my buddies. This, you know, I took the underdog tonight. I took Gold Rush with the Gold Dust car over Coop Performance and took Coop Performance over Jolly Rancher and got lucky.
Yeah, I saw that. I just saw that, man. It looked like Jolly Rancher didn't make the trip.
He didn't make the trip. I got a little lucky on that one. So it looked like he got a little tire shake and looked like Gold Rush went straight on Broadway. So
Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. Hey, I was just listening there, and I hear Running Bear's on there, and I just want to ask you, Running Bear, what you gonna offer us when we come back out with this small block on 28th?
Say it again.
What you gonna offer us with the small block on 28th with them big tires and Willie bars you got?
What's the Willie bar got? All I do is add weight to my car.
Okay, well, you can take them off.
I mean, I don't do that kind of stuff. I don't step people for their tire size. And as far as I'm concerned, my wheel bars are safety equipment. As far as I'm concerned, so you know, I ain't taking them off unless.
So what you stepping me for?
But if you want to run me an eighth of a mile, I give you the back tie. If you want to run me in a quarter, I'm going to let you go.
And you got 31 W's?
What the tire size? Yeah, I got 31 W's, but what tire size got to do with anything?
Tire size got everything to do with it, brother.
No, I don't either. Not
matter of fact,
with 28-inch tall that'll run the hell out of me.
I tell you what, if we made a poll tonight, and you say that a motor has nothing to do versus tire size, I bet you lose. Tire size got everything to do in this game, man. But I'm gonna tell you like this: when we ran y'all, first of all, we didn't even come looking for you. We had Pro Stock Joe. I told Pro Stock Joe we were looking for a race, and he goes and finds a guy that's got 31s, Willie bars. I didn't even know you, didn't even know your car, didn't even care to look at it or nothing. So I just want to let you notice that we ain't afraid to run you. I'll run you every Friday night. If you got 28s on that car on one kit, I'll run you every Friday night, and I will be your Huckleberry. I guarantee
look,
that.
Look, wait a minute. Hold on. Did I ask you to change your tire? Did I ask you to change your tire around?
I'm on 28s, bro. I'm on 28s.
Hey. Well, all I can say is, I just told you, if you want to race me, this is what I give you. I give you the back tire in eight. I give you the golden in the quarter. Now, and I ain't got no excuse of what size tire you got or what color your car is, because I don't care.
Well, color don't mean nothing, bro. I'm just trying to talk facts to you, man. I mean, I know y'all think that y'all got away with a, you know, with a good race, but that wasn't no race, bro.
They won't know you red light.
Well, not just that. It wasn't a race to begin with. We had no business running y'all heads up. We had no business running you heads up. Now, if you sat close to us, I mean, 28s and 31s, that's a big difference, bro. I mean, I've been around this game a long time. I'm not going to ask you to change the tires either, because I don't want no one to change anything on that car. Matter of fact, I don't want anything from anybody, but...
Well, let me ask you this question. If you had no business running me and you knew that when you saw my car, why did you step out of your comfort zone?
No, I didn't say I didn't have any problems. Pro Stock Joe set that whole thing up.
Well, you could have said no. You saw my car. You could have said no. You didn't have to run me.
I very well could have said no, but that's not really what you do when you got a promoter there that's promoting his race, trying to put a little thing on for the fans that wasn't for a lot of money. So I have my doubts running you guys anyways based on what you have, but I wasn't going to sit there and back out. But if someone says that, hey, you know, is that white car looking to run you? You saying, no, I don't think they want any parts of this. Nah. I'm going to tell you like right now, anytime I see you at the racetrack, we're not afraid to run you.
You don't want to run me.
You give us, based on what you got, you should give us a 1-1, and that would be a good race. And we'll run you.
Ain't you small block?
Small block.
You on one kit?
Gas intake, 4150, one stage.
I'm a small block, 2,700 pounds, one state.
Yeah, with a whole lot of tie.
Tie ain't got nothing to do with your workout.
Tie got a lot to do with it. But, you know, I ain't come on here, JB, to, like, you know, take up all this time, but I just wanted to come on here to clarify that we will run this man anytime I am at the racetrack. This man makes the race fair, and the back tire ain't going to cut it. That ain't going to cut it. You give us the one-on-one.
Like I said, you don't want to run me.
I mean, if you make the race right, we'll run you.
But I'm not going to come out there and run you. It ain't going to get no wider than that.
How's that? You got Willie Bars and 31s. How's that not right? I mean, JB, what do you think on this race, JB?
I don't know if your car's set up for the quarter, but I mean that break to the quarter might be a good race. I mean, are you set up to go to quarter?
Honestly, we didn't really build a car or set up the car per se to run quarter. I mean, I'm not saying that I couldn't run quarter. I don't know if my intentions are to run quarter mile, but I'd have to think about that. But I'm not really – my intentions are built when I built this car, but this setup was just to strictly run 8 mile.
See, that's the difference between me. I don't know if I go to quarter or not, but I'm willing to step out there and run you to quarter and get you to go in the quarter.
I know you know what you're doing. So if you're going to give me the kick in the quarter, I know you're ready to run the quarter mile. Ain't no doubt about it. So if you give us the one and the one and 8 mile, I think that would be a good fair race when we come back out. And I take my hood off, and you can look at whatever you need to look at. There ain't nothing for me to hide. But
I don't. That's one thing I don't do, man. I don't look up under people's hood.
I'll come grab you and you can come look at it. It ain't a matter of you snooping around. I'll come and you can come look at what I got.
I'm not even going to look. If you tell me what you got, then I'm going to believe you.
Okay. I think you're a good dude, but I just think that I don't think the back tire in the 8 is going to be is a fair race. Now,
you said, hold on for a minute. You said when your car comes back out. When I
come back out, my car is down right now.
Okay.
We had a fight with a guardrail, and the guardrail won.
Okay. All right.
But I'm trying to be out there for the 30th for Brown's race, but it's going to be tight. I don't know if I'm going to be ready by then. But that's the goal. But, you know, once again, I didn't get on here to talk smack to you, anything like that. I just wanted to kind of, you know, just get that straight between you and I, because I think it would be a good race between you and me. But, you know, if you could try that with us, you know, and let's get that one done and see what the outcome is, you know.
You
give me the 101 on the first one to see what happens. I'm going to tell you right now, y'all star is flying, and it works consistently because, one, y'all do got a big tire. And I've been on 30s before. I've been on 29s. Between the 28 and the 29-inch tire, there's a big difference. Just between 28 and 29. So consistency wins races. So when you're on a small tire, it's not as easy. We all know this. So
I tell you what. So we can squash this. If you got this, I'm ready.
Hey, I got it.
I will give you the one and one in the 8 mile.
Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. I'm muting some mics. There we go.
Hello?
Probably not. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I think you got French talking to us. Are you French?
What's up, babe?
Nice.
Yeah, they trying to get something, I think, going here between Running Bell and Mr. Top Notch.
No.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's what's up. I'm just calling to see what's up. That's all.
Yeah, they trying to get something worked out. Hey, I got a question for you, French. All right.
What's up?
If you had a stock suspension Mustang, small block on 28th, and a guy wanted to run you with a back half car, but a small block, one kit, both cars, one kit, this car on 31s, what would you, do you think you'd have to give something up?
I don't know. I mean, I look at it like this. Like, if that person came to me already knowing what I got on my car, then you coming to me begging. So, you know what I mean?
I understand.
So with that said, Top Notch.
Yes, sir.
You got the car ready on the 30th. I will give you the 1-1 in the 8th mile.
Oh, there you go. There you
providing,
go.
Providing that nothing goes wrong with my car, and but if you got your car straight and you're at the racetrack on Brown's race and I'm there, after I get finished with my boy, my man, or I don't know what time he want to run, I don't know what time you want to run, but when we get there, my car is right. I'll give you the 1-1 and 8 for 1.
Okay. That's fair enough. That's, like I said, I think it'd be a good race. And also on my end, you know, I'm hoping to have the car ready before then and ready to go by the 30th. So I'm sure Davey's got more shows going on. And, you know, I keep you posted. And, you know, if I can't make the 30th, I mean, we'll definitely do something, whatever, with whatever next race is in the local area or something, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because, I mean
you know, cause, like I said, you know, I got my car set up the way that I like it, with the wheeler bars and everything, and if you can't race me with what I got, then we can't race, because I ain't taking the wheeler bars off of nobody.
Yeah, and that's fine. I understand that. I don't want no one taking off anything anyways, but this is just kind of going back to, you know, like I told you with Post-Stock Joe, and, I mean, I lose to anybody. It don't matter. I've lost before. I'll lose again. That's just that's part of racing. But to go back and say, hey, you know, Running Bear, that race we had, that wasn't really a good, legit race. But to make another race right, to make it, you know, let's go one more race and see what happens, and I think that would be a good race. So, we'll see what happens. And, you know, I think y'all good people. You're a good dude, man. And we'll have a good time.
Yeah, okay. All right, it'll work.
All right, look, I got two mics that had opened up outside that I couldn't get y'all in. I had to let them get that straight, but... 240-434-2987 and 202-553-2474.
What's up, JB?
Yo, who we got?
This is Somerville Boys.
Oh, the Somerville Boys. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? Hey, Running Bear.
Yeah.
Man, that's why, hey, I fuck with you in Hell Yeah, because y'all will race anybody at any time. But I got a question. Hey, JB. Man, what's the big deal about class car versus grudge car? I really don't get that, man. Because if I got a class car that runs 920s, and I know your class car run 920s, I get out there and race you. Fuck it, it's drag racing, man. Anything can happen. But I just don't understand how everybody like, oh, it's class car versus grudge car. I don't understand that. So can you, Running Bear, whoever else on here, clarify that for me?
Well, I can tell you.
One thing, a grudge racer don't put up numbers. A class car do. Now, if you go out there and whip a class car, and then people are going to say, well, we know he's faster than that. Or that class car goes there and whoop you. You know, see what I'm saying? That's the thing right there. It ain't about a class car running a grudge car. It's just the fact that a grudge car don't put up numbers.
But what the numbers got to do with it, man? That the
well,
numbers,
look,
are, numbers are just what they are, numbers. You can slow it down, speed it up.
This is a thing I've been hearing a long time. And, let's just put it honest. Grudge racing is real strong in the South. I mean, shit, they race damn near every night. They just had a race in House of Hook. And a lot of people, I can do a show. Maybe I'll do a show next week or week after. And most of those guys are going to tell you the reason they won't. Now, let's put it like this. Say I'm Coop Performance. And, I go out there and say I get called out by, I don't know, let's just put a name out there. Let's just say I get called out by Brian McGee. And, say if I did have a chance to beat him. Say if I thought I could. And, I knew I could. This is the thing. If I go out there and I knock off Brian McGee and both cars make the pass, neither one knock a tire, nothing, do you think I'm going to get more the action that I would be getting right now after I beat him that I wouldn't have raced him? Now, that's the thing. We know Brian McGee is a heavy hitter, easily 420s, 430s. Now, if I take a car and I go out there and knock a 420, 430 car, those guys that were going to run me before, am I going to still get them to run me?
No, you ain't.
Nope.
See, that's the problem. And, see, I got to give them credit. They have a good argument. Grudge racers don't need class racing, and true class racers don't need grudge racing. Because let's be honest. Let's put it like this. You got Brian McGee. You got Barry Mitchell. You got Wesley Robinson. You got Ziff Hudson. You got Dwayne Mills, Kevin Mullins. These guys do not need grudge racing. They don't, because they making the money that they making the good money in class racing. They don't need grudge racing. Now, you got some guys, I'm going to put it like this. The guys that want to come into the grudge game are basically the class cars that can't cut it.
Yeah.
And
sorry if that
hurt people's feelings, but if you out there right now and you can't make the bump in X275 or you can't make the bump in 315 and you like, well, shit, I understand. Shit, I'd be the same way. I'd be like, well, damn, I can't make it out here. These boys kicking my ass. But the thing is, we got to respect both sides. Class racers got to respect grudge racers, and grudge racers got to respect class racers. Because, in all honesty, everybody need a shine. Everybody needs a support. So, I can understand both sides because at the end of the day, that class racer, he like, well, damn, I like the grudge game. And see, you know what? Class racing right now, what they're missing is that effect that grudge racing got. When you go to look at the hype that's going on right now between Gene Stevens and the corner. It's going crazy because these two are about to go at it for $2,500, and it could be more by Saturday, and it's got every aspect to it. It's got the shit talking, it's got the trash talking, and the race is already locked in. So we're going to get the shit talking, and we're going to get the racing. But, I can't say that I don't like crash racing because I like it. Shit, I'm going out there tomorrow to support Ricky. I'm going to go out there and have a good goddamn time. But the thing is, I just don't see, I can't say that I agree with totally saying that if I had a 5-0 car and I knew that this guy, I knew this guy had a 460 car, or no, let's say if I knew a guy had a 460 car and I knew I could beat him and he a class racer, but if I go out there and beat him and I want to go run this other car next week that might run 5-0s, 490s, I ain't going to get that race because you know what that guy going to tell me? Oh, hell no, you just went out there and knocked him off. I can't. And see, that's the argument, and that's what you always going to get. So it's always going to be an argument. it's the argument always going to continue because both sides have an argument. The class guy has an argument to say, well, shit, money is money. You should want to run me no matter what. You can get this money, understood. But that grudge racer, if you listen to some of these shows, some of these old grudge racers, like, look, Boogeyman, The Rock, Willie Dog, you know, Mike Hill, all these guys, they've been grudge racing for so damn long that they just, that's all they know. They don't, you know, they, you know, the shootouts, I will say one thing, a shootout is different. You know, there's been, look at it like this, Fayetteville a couple weeks ago, I think Running Bear was up there. They had some heavy hitters from class racing in that shootout. Now, did the heavy hitters win? No, because they couldn't make it down that track. But that's the difference, a shootout difference. I will say that. You can take a guy on a radio and take him to one of these grudge tracks, and he might never make it down it. Let's just be honest. He'll never make it down it.
Hey, so, JB, so say, like the situation with Tank Warrior and Bad Storm. Tank Warrior went out there and waxed Bad Storm's ass. So now he's a grudge racer, yes. But now that everybody's seen him beat Bad Storm, who's going to knock on that door to try to go through it?
Oh, well, you see, the thing is, he'll get plenty of action because that's where you got a big block knocking off a small block.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, that's a whole different, you know, Pink Warrior is a big block. Bad Storm is a small block.
Yeah. Hey, did Bad Storm, did he knock off Jolly Rancher or he paid the punk out money? Because I don't hear him on here tonight.
He paid the punk out. The car, if there's a pass on the no time thing, for one, they had a rough day. The door come off, and then they got in the lanes. There's a video. They got in the lanes, and the car would not start. So I think they went on, you know, the track, but they paid the punk out. But tonight, the Jolly Rancher took on a cool performance and got knocked off.
JB, is that the same performance that ran the Kryptonite truck last year?
No, that's the same camp, but this is the Gold Rush car. The Gold Rush car is gold and burgundy. It's burgundy on the top and gold in the bottom.
Because I heard it through the grapevine that the Kryptonite truck might be there this weekend ready for action.
See, Coop Performance wants that rerun, and I talked to Scott. Scott is going to be at Cecil probably August 23rd. And Derek has already talked to me. We talk. Derek wants to he wants to give his rematch back. So there's a chance within this month the rematch of the Kryptonite truck and the Coop Performance will go on.
Oh, okay. I have to check that one out.
Yeah. I don't think Scott's coming this weekend because, you know, he's got some stuff to do with the fam. But I know Coop Performance is trying to make it to Left 4 Dead at Cecil.
That's your race, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to try to make that one. Because I know y'all always put on a good show.
Yeah, we got, we're doing a streetcar shootout. We're doing a 28, 29, anything goes. And we're doing a small block, no clock shootout. So we're going to, and we got a race that's getting close to being locked in. We're getting it straight pretty soon.
All right, JB, hey, what we got to do to get a belt for the streetcar shootout?
I'm going to talk with Marcus Thompson. And we might can do that because Grudge Inc. and Out in Front is doing that together. So we might have to start one. I'm going to talk with Marcus tomorrow when I go up to Maryland.
All right. I'll be at MI tomorrow, so I'll see you there, JB.
All right. Well, hey, guys, it's almost 10:15. I got to be up at 6, so I'm going to have to hit y'all up next week. But next week, as you know, you got the $30,000 back half race, and you got a couple of locked-in races going on at Piedmont with the Carolina Kid and Lance Stanford and CK Motorsports. So next week, hopefully we'll have Lance and the CK Motorsports group on to push their race, which is going on next week, the $30,000 back half race, and I think they're even doing the 28-29. So I'll see y'all guys next week.